When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
About the offense before Mary Kay joined us, we asked her, okay, what can work here? Because let's be honest, it's looked out of sync. The results aren't there in four games. Point totals of 15, 16, 17, and 18 points for the Browns. Six of those points scored by Rodney McLeod, who was in studio here with the morning guys earlier today. So the offense isn't even producing, you know, completely everything, because they lost 20-16, and the defense came up with something the other day. Mary Kay had a couple of thoughts. What might help this offense? Mary Kay Cabot.
I think that the Browns have help on the way, and that's going to make a huge, huge difference in what happens going forward. Jed Wills should be coming back this week. Jack Conklin might even be able to come back this week. Who knows about Ethan Posick? He's only day-to-day. Maybe he will be back. It really hurt them to lose Ethan in the middle of that game when they were already down Wyatt Teller, and they are challenged at the tackle positions right now. Juwan Jones, for whatever reason, hasn't been himself yet. They're working with him. They expect better play out of him. His teammates are holding him accountable. He's working to get better, but right now it just hasn't been there for him for one reason or another. So I think that it's going to get better when David Njoku comes back.
I think those are all valid points. And that's one thing, Andy, to me, that's been challenging about this start of the season for the Browns. As much as the offense has not worked real well, and they're second to last right now in yards per game in the NFL. The only team that's worse, the New England Patriots. So the Browns are 31st in yards per game. I mean, it's clearly not what you're looking for. And you know, points per game, they're not much better. They're in the bottom layer there. But everything about this goes back to, in my estimation, you can always say, and I know other teams overcome this, but there have been huge issues on the offensive line injury-wise. And I think until those get cleared up, Andy, there's always going to be the doubt in my mind that, okay, is this because the offensive line is having such issues with injuries?
Yeah, we're just not a football team right now. Let's not paint a picture that isn't real. Our offense is disjointed and they suck. Bottom line, they're not very good. Why? Because they're not a team. They're not.
Because there's no continuity.
Yeah, there's no continuity on the offensive line. Your tight end is not available right now because he's hurt. I hope he's back this week. We're all sitting here praying that our star-studded running back and Nick Chubb is going to be able to come back in the next 21 days. They're not a football team right now. They're not. And until they have some kind of continuity and the guys on the line can look to the right or look to the left, depending on where you're playing, and say, okay, I know who's next to me. I know how long we're going to have to do this. We know that when Deshaun hangs on to the football, we're going to get in trouble because we still need to build that continuity, that we're not going to be a football team right now. Our defense is okay. I'm not crushing our defense. I wish they would have given up a little bit less points last week, but that's still, you know, at least they scored. They gave the offense a chance to win the game at the end, and the offense didn't do it. Why? Because we're not really a football team on offense right now. We are a number of men that are standing out there wearing Browns uniforms that I don't even know if these guys know each other's names sometimes.
I'll bet they
do. It's very, very frustrating.
They all went to the Greenbrier.
Well, that is true. I take it back. They went to the Greenbrier. They all know each other.
They had name tags at the Greenbrier.
The bottom line is our offense sucks right now. Let's not sugarcoat it. It's not good. And I think Mary Kay is right that once things come back together here and you can get all the pieces. My problem is it going to be too late? Is it going to be too late? I want Deshaun Watson to step up and take responsibility and say, this is what we're going to do. I thought it was a step forward on Sunday when he kind of did that. But, I mean, we took a sack on the last play of the game and we had a chance to win. How pathetic is that? We took a sack on the last play of the game when we had a chance to win. What football team does that? It's time these guys wake up. We're all there. We're all watching. We're all investing. We love this team. But, man, step up.
Ron's in East Cleveland. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, what's up, guys? Before I say my point, when you was with Campy Russ on the Cavs, you listened to the fans and whatever. It seemed like it changed a little bit to me, but don't comment. Let me hear my point.
We didn't have fans on that show.
Okay, Ron. Okay. You didn't have fans for the Cavs. I'm sorry. Okay. But
that's all right.
This show is called The Fan. So, okay, I noticed that you took Mary Kay up, what needs to be changed, and so forth and so on. The fans, let the fans say some things sometime.
That's what we're doing, Ron.
Nobody
allows
more.
We did that in the whole last segment.
I listen to our station 24/7. I listen to us all the time. And the night show does, Jonathan, but nobody lets the fans talk more than we do. I'm sorry,
okay.
Ron. Don't even go down that road. So
okay.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Hear me out, please.
All right.
Okay.
That's why we put you on the air, Ron.
Yeah.
If you guys are watching what the fans are watching, nobody is blaming Kevin Stefanski at all. I've listened to your broadcast since you started. Kevin Stefanski's name maybe been mentioned one time. Stefanski. Nobody mentions. Did y'all see the tackling? Oh, my God. Even Hicks got hurt because of his tackling was bad. It was a gentleman on the special teams that did the perfect tackle. He wrapped, and he stuck his head in there, and he put the guy on the ground. He didn't stand over him and congratulate himself. I want to see that guy on the field. That was tackling. He showed me tackling. But, again, why everybody talking about Watson. Watson is doing a hell of a good job considering his hand that he's dealt. You know, why nobody won't blame Stefanski?
Ron, I'll blame Stefanski. I'll blame them all. Your quarterback took a sack on the last play of the game when you had a chance to win. Is that good? Is that good, Ron? You sound like you know football. Is that good?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. What? Do you know it? What position did you play?
Tight end. You want to keep talking? I play defensive end, too. You want to keep going, Ron? We'll keep going. I'll go round and round. Come on, man. You're better than that. See you later. Peace. Bye.
Ooh. I thought I was leading the show today. Suddenly, Ron got hung up on. That's a beautiful thing. Easy over there, bud. It's just a radio show. We're just having fun. By the way, Deshaun's also the guy who took the sack when he wasn't supposed to take the sack. Threw the incomplete pass. Remember the previous game?
Yeah, look, I want him to be a good quarterback. But
me too.
I mean, I don't want to sit here and have people say, we don't let people talk. That's insane. It's insane.
Terry, we're going to let you talk.
Oh, boy, I get to talk?
You get to talk.
Well, you know, guys, the fans are obviously upset.
Do you have a brother in Kent?
Do I have a brother in Kent?
Yes.
No. I know of.
Okay.
But, hey, maybe they could use some of the golden flashes on the Brown. Well, maybe not. Anyway.
Wait, Terry, why are you suddenly talking about Kent State?
Asked me if I was in Kent.
Okay.
Go ahead, Terry.
I just want to say that, Andy, I agree with your assessment of the situation, not necessarily what Mary Kay has to say when she comes on as Gretchen Sunshine. Oh, Deshaun played really well. Well, maybe he did comparatively to before he got hurt. I'm not sure. But, Andy, you said, how does this happen? Why are they why are the Browns like the way they are today when last year a guy came from off the couch? Well, we know why. The fans know that, you know, Flacco himself just said the Browns didn't even offer him a damn contract for what he did for them.
That's because they wanted Jameis Winston instead. I can't argue with that.
They wanted Jameis Winston, but they had the reality in front of them, the Flacco's capability. And he said that Sunday. They didn't offer him a contract. How stupid can Haslam and Barry be?
Because they think Jameis is better. That's why.
Oh, we don't know that, do we?
Neither do you, Terry.
Well, he just said we don't.
Has he replaced Deshaun yet?
No, he's not going to either.
Neither would Joe Flacco.
No, we wouldn't have seen Flacco yet either. What we would have seen is a hostile and angry environment at our stadium if Flacco was there and...
For no apparent reason.
If Deshaun was struggling or the offense was struggling, whether it's on Deshaun or not. Please don't get me wrong. I want Deshaun Watson to succeed. There are a lot of reasons why we want that to happen, but it doesn't seem like it's happening. His record wasn't bad.
Terry, thank you.
Record isn't one I want to argue because we can sit here and talk about how his record was pretty good last year.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, Frank, we said hi.
Yeah.
Brian.
There's no way that's not Frank.
That's Frank and Kent. Brian's in Florida. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
I want to offer a different perspective from the defeatism and all the negativity. I get it. I've been a Browns fan my whole life, but I look at a couple things. The Jaguars in 2022 got off to a 3-7 start, won 6 of their last 7 games, including a playoff game, and vice versa, that is the Eagles last year, I think, were 9 or 10-1, lost 6 of their last 7, and that team blew up. So the moral of the story there is it's not how you start, it's how you finish. We all know these guys are not getting the preseason reps. These are not our Charlie Fry era Browns, okay? There's a lot of talent on this team. There is a lot of guys hurt. And to Mary Kay's point, I agree. This offense, the drop-off from the tight end position – from even the running back position, if we can get Hines back, the dynamic aspect of getting a speed guy back there to go with, a hopefully healed Nick Chubb and then Ford, we have options. I think that getting these guys back, plus the other guys like Thornhill, who we're not even talking about, who potentially are coming off IR soon, or Maurice Hurst, I think it's going to give our defense and offense a big boost. The other point is Watson. What we don't realize in Cleveland is Watson, and I think he even said this himself, historically, he has always gotten off to a slow start, and he ramps up from there. We didn't see that because in 2022, he didn't start until week 12. There was no upward trajectory. The season ended. And in 2023, just as he was getting hot, he's out for the season and banged up and then done. So we see the trajectory. We saw it this week in the QBR. It's the last couple weeks. I'm very positive that he's going to only get better as the season goes on. And last but not least, the rest of our division, it's not like they're a bunch of barn burners. We know Baltimore's good, but everybody got off to a slow start. It's there for the taking. We just need a little momentum. Everybody remain positive, and I think good things are going to happen in the next few weeks.
All right. Well, I'll remind Brian, you, and to add fuel to his fire, I'll give you the 2018 Houston Texans that started the season 0-3, and they made the playoffs. So that was with Deshaun as the starting quarterback. So
okay. I'll give you something that'll make you cringe a little later on about starting 1-3. You won't like that very much. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us right here. It's Baskin and Phelps, and by golly, we're just here to help today.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.